Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milner. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Milner steals second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is hit by the pitch. Watson moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson scores. Johnson scores. Rader moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell strikes out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schneck. Watson reaches second base with a double. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman spins and fires to second, and Watson is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Helms fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koosman moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Koosman moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-2 in the game. Schneck strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Metzger reaches second base with a double. Gross moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross scores. Metzger moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. It's 4-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Watson is walked intentionally. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzger tags and scores. Cedeno tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Astros. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-0, Astros. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hahn strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Bob Miller now pitching. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Tommy Helms. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. Milburn moves to second. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rader tags and scores. Milburn tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-0, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing second base. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Bob Miller. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Cranepool moves to third. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Cranepool scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Astros. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-3 in the game. Schneck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross. Schneck reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schneck moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Swan now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Stone now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Gallagher pinch runs for Lee May. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Rader reaches second base with a double. Gallagher goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Astros. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Harrelson. Rader scores. Milburn moves to second. It's 9-1, Astros. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hahn. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Milburn scores. It's 10-1, Astros. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 11-1, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 11, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing right field. Greg Gross now playing left field. Bob Watson now playing first base. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milner strikes out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gross. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 11, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. George Theodore now playing first base. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 11, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges pinch hits for George Stone. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 11, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.